Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Matt Townsend. While tech companies have been pushing virtual and augmented reality, those devices have yet to hit the mainstream. Well, now there's a new company that's hoping the NFL can help change that. Matt, what are you telling us about this company? It's called Status Pro.
Yes, Status Pro, they just debuted a virtual reality NFL licensed game over the past week. And it's sort of interesting because it's one of the first pro leagues to develop a virtual reality game. And as you mentioned in the beginning, virtual reality is growing, but it obviously hasn't become a mass market phenomenon yet. And so there's, you know, this potentially could bring more people into the fold. They will go out and buy a pair of the goggles because they think this game is cool, or they want to play as their sort of favorite team. So it's sort of trying to use the popularity of the NFL to draw more people into VR.
So what is it going to look like? I mean, do I actually get to put the goggles on and play, in, you know, as a Raider?
Yeah, actually, I tried it out. And if you have the goggles, either the Meta Quest goggles from Meta, from the Facebook, or PlayStation has VR goggles, you can download the game there. And basically, if you've ever played VR, you're in a stadium, and you can play a game where you take the snap and you have to figure out where to throw the ball based on the coverage and things like that. And it's notable that the game was, the company that created the game was founded by two former players. One of them actually played in the NFL for a number of years. And they originally started this idea as a training mechanism for players and eventually evolved it into, let's create a game for fans to try to put them in the middle of the action.
Well, that could be kind of ugly depending on how well you play.
Yeah, true. It's definitely takes a lot to get used to, but it's sort of this next phase potentially of VR where, you know, the reality of it sort of draws in people sort of looking for that kind of experience where it's like, I want to be on the basketball court, on the NFL, in the NFL stadium, that kind of thing.
Yeah, on the soccer pitch or something like that. I mean, there's a big difference between somebody who's a couch potato who wants to watch the game and somebody who actually wants to be, quote unquote, in the middle of the action.
There is right now, yes, but the sort of the bull case for VR is that eventually everyone or many more people want to be in the middle of the action, that maybe you could watch the game in VR or have some sort of like courtside seat where you're in a stadium and you're watching the actual game, but you could be sitting next to your friend who's in some other time zone, but they're in their VR goggles. So it's kind of, you know, sports is so popular, obviously, especially professional sports, that, you know, the VR community sees sports as a way to bring in more people, whether it's viewing or sort of playing a game where you're in the middle of the action. So it's maybe this next phase of adoption we could see potentially.
So one last thing, how soon do you think it would before it would become mainstream?
I mean, there's different sort of estimates, but, you know, the sort of really big supporters of VR say within the next 10 years, like VR will be a big part of people's lives, whether it's for work or play or entertainment. You know, I have a pair of goggles myself and, you know, like many things, I used them a lot when we first got them, and now we haven't been using them that much. So it's you know, we'll see.
Yeah, it could just
to be determined.
Yeah, it could be a novelty.
Yes, for sure.
Matt, thanks very much. That's Bloomberg News reporter Matt Townsend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.